So when you were there, were they still running the logs down the river with people, or were they using the boat or trains? Like, how are they, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, how are they exporting the wood from the cutting area down to Gillies?
When I first got there, and for quite a few years after, the logs came down the river. They came down in booms. The tugboats brought them down. They came from mostly from Mattawa. That's where the Gillies limits were in Mattawa, and they just dumped them in the river, and they come down the river, and they collect them up by Portage at Snow Boom. The logs would come, and they collect them in booms, and then they'd bring them down, and they'd have to bring down bunches of them in booms, and you'd run through enough in the Old Debarker, like I say, it was further away from the other buildings, and then you'd collect them all on shore. And then all winter, they would dump them back in again. They'd put them on shore, and they put sprinklers on every pile to keep them from drying out. So you'd see these massive piles of logs all summer with sprinklers on top. And then in the winter, they dump them back into the river, because there was another, it's called a jack ladder that pulls the logs up out of the river, and they'd dump them back in there, and then they'd bring them back out one at a time again to be sawn. They come up a jack ladder into the big saws at the sawmill, was also on the river, and they'd store them all, and then they made them stop bringing them down the river, and that was the beginning of the end.
Right, I have heard that in a few interviews.
Of Gillies.
I believe Sloan Waters said that.
That was the beginning of the end. They started to have to bring them all by truck, and it wasn't worth it.
Not as cost efficient.
Not as cost efficient as just floating them down the river. It didn't basically cost anything. To bring down a whole boom of logs, there was, I think, two guys on the tugboat.
Mm-hmm.
They had to start bringing them all by truck, and it just wasn't cost efficient. And there was no logs left around here. And they started to try and purchase logs from New York, and they were more money and less quality.